Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Completing the four things that we have to take protection from, of from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as explained by Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanawi rahmatullah alayh. The first thing, just to recap again, is that we seek Allah's first, the farmer, he seeks protection for, and he protects his crops from all types of harm of animals, etc., that might eat up his crops. And the inside enemy, like weevils or weeds, etc., that will be in the next surah, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, which is a serious type of harm which is from within and destroys a person from in. Like white ants also, they eat up a whole thing from inside. Outside you don't make out anything, and then suddenly the whole thing just collapses. So anyway, that is wasawis, that will be discussed in the next surah. And then the second thing that the farmer has to do is that he has to provide all type of vitamins, nutrients, etc. for his plants to grow. Water, sunlight, oxygen, etc. And the third effort that he has to make is that he has to protect it from all types of people, from all types of people who want to harm it, like people who make hasad, jadu, etc. People will destroy the crops. And then the fourth is that he has to protect his crops from the enemies. There are enemies also, people who have jealousy for a person, people who have got enmity for one, and we need protection from that also. So all this, as far as our deen is concerned, our physical bodies we have to protect, our life in this dunya, so that inside our iman, the ruh, and the iman is protected, that is the most important. So we have to protect ourselves from all these four things. All things that have got, all people, things that have got animal instincts, we have to protect ourselves from that, and we can't do it ourselves, we need the protection of Allah Ta'ala. So the surah teaches us that we should ask Allah's protection. And all these things, again to repeat, we should read these three surahs every morning after Fajr, after Maghrib, three times each, and each time with Bismillah. May Allah give us tawfiq. This is taking the protection of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then as far as sabab is concerned, means in this dunya, we also take our protection, but the main is we seek Allah's protection, and in that Allah will make it easy for us to take our physical protection also. The second is all darkness that is there, and darkness upon darkness, that is ignorance, and people in that want to harm us, and we are ignorant of our deen, we seek that protection also. And the third, min sharri nafathati fil uqad, that is those who make jadu, etc., or those who premeditate and want to cause us harm in the form of crimes also, whatever type of harm. Then the fourth, which is relevant today, min sharri hasidin idha hasad. We also seek Allah's protection from the hasid, from the person who is jealous, and that is when he exercises and shows his jealousy. One is that a person, somebody is jealous of somebody. That is, perhaps it just comes within a person. And just what comes, and without your choice, you are jealous of somebody, that is not a sin. It won't be recorded as a sin. It is still a bad thing. But it was not in your choice. You just felt jealous. But the dictates of jealousy, now you going to speak bad about him by people, you backbite, your jealousy, now you want to harm him, you want to destroy him, you want that ni'mat that he has got, because of which you are jealous, that ni'mat must be taken away. That is harmful, and that is a sin when it is exercised. So the hasid can remain, and the hasid will burn within himself to ashes. And he won't be able to harm you when we seek Allah's protection from his harm. So to be a hasid, to have jealousy, that is also bad. But if it just comes by itself, we did not to think about it, we're not preparing, it won't be a sin, but it is still bad. And we should work to the higher effort, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, right? That even that hasad doesn't come in our hearts also. That we don't have that also, that we want to cause harm to anyone. So yeah, it is actually we seeking protection from those people who are jealous of us. And so we, and this protection also we can only get from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So in the one phrase, A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, that we seek protection from the Rabb, from Allah, the Creator, Nourisher, Sustainer, who has split things apart, who brings out from the dark night the bright day, and who brings out from the dead egg a living hand, and from the living hand Allah takes out a dead egg. Allah, who has got that great power and qudrat, we seek His protection from all these harms, from every type of harm. And if we will do it, turn to Allah, and we read our du'as, especially this, the three quls, for particular protection from all these harms, inshallah Allah will protect us. Otherwise, daily we are hearing of different types of things which are happening, crimes which are happening, people who are jealous, people who have got enmity, hatred, enmity for people, what things they are causing to others, whether it is in the home, whether it is in the family, whether it is in the community or in the world. Today, presently also, the onslaught of the enemy on Islam and on the Muslims. This is also that hatred they have got for Islam and Muslims. That jealousy they have got, that we have got that greatest deen. And at the moment, the world is witnessing all the people gathering at Makkah Sharif. The tawaf that takes place, the namazes that take place, nowhere in the world is there anything similar to this. And then on Arafat's day, when all will be gathering now, and then the qurbani that will be made in Mina or wherever in the world the qurbani, Allah has given us this great beautiful deen, people who even acknowledge it, but because of jealousy, like for example, the Jews, their enmity was that they knew the final Nabi was going to come. They accepted Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They understood that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi. But he was not born in the progeny of Ishaq alayhi salam, in which all the Anbiya of the Bani Israel came. He was born from Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam in his progeny. And this was the Arabs. And they could not accept that to accept an Arab as a Nabi. They wanted him from the Bani Israel, from amongst the Jews. So they knew it, but their jealousy of theirs could not make them accept it. So till today, they're burning in their jealousy, and also of particularly Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he captured Jerusalem, Baytul Maqdis, etc., Muqaddas, all these things are burning them till today, and they want to take back all these things. So our protection is our connection with Allah. And through these surahs, we have particularly that Allah, through His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, has taught us we must take this protection. So in this surah, قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, Allah has taught us how to take protection for our outward physical, our bodies, how we must protect ourselves. And the next surah is from inside our destruction that comes. Wasawis, evil thoughts, bad thoughts, stray thoughts, unimaginable thoughts that come to a person, destroys a person from inside. So how to take protection? Connection with Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, the greatest is the Quran Sharif. And the three surahs read every morning, evening, with Bismillah each time, Allah will give us that protection, and we need this protection. Also, for that iman which is taught in Qul Huwallahu Ahad, that iman must be protected. And that iman will protect us. If we protect that iman will protect us. So Allah give us tawfiq that we read the surah and we make our connection with Allah in the right way. And what better time can there be than this time of Qurbani? When a person will be slaughtering, it is like we are slaughtering our lives, our desires, everything for Allah Ta'ala. And that we now have made our full, we have sacrificed ourselves for Allah, then Allah will definitely be ours. So may Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the value of these days also, the day of Qurbani, do our Qurbani properly according to deen, not all other gunas of videoing, photographing, taking photos, etc., all like a picnic we make it, and all the mixing of men and women without any hijab or anything, and we destroy the value of the Qurbani. May Allah save us and give us the reality of the Qurbani. Wa akhiru da'wana.